best player in the world ever?
Oh. Me.
In my mind, I'm always the best. I don't care what the people thinking, what they say. In my mind, not just this year, but always, I'm always the best. I'm always going to say that because I think we have to thinking we are the best in our area. So in my area, I think I'm the best.
Do you think what makes you different to the others, to the next rung on the ladder, if you like, of very good players, is the dedication level that you put in?
I think I'm good, but I think my main strength, it's my mind. I think it's my strongest point, it's my mind. Pierce, the numbers, they don't lie. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. So effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want. For example, you arrive home, you had a lunch, you do it a quick nap, and you wake up, you play with your kids, blah, blah. It's part of my sacrifice, my obsession to win, to have success. You know, when I say success, it's, I work for that. Talent is not enough, you have to, I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me, records is part of me. I don't follow the records. The records follow me, which is different.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success.
That's the thing that really drives you?
Yes, I think so. And I think it's not something bad. I think it's good. It motivates me. And I have to go to the gym at least 30, 40 minutes, but this will make the difference in the end of the day, you understand? If you not do it that work, you miss one. The next day, it's two sessions that you lost. And I know in the end of the day, in the end, they're gonna make a huge difference. This is why I'm 34 and I look 28.
I remember when I was 18, 19, 20s, I'm always look to see the best players, like Mr. Roy, Ferdinand, Roy Keane, and Giggs. This is why I have the successful that I have and longevity, because I take care of my body, my mentality, my head, because I see these guys and I learn from them.
When you try and give advice to these younger players, what do you say to them? What do you try and guide them to be like?
I think the best advice, I'm not the kind of guy to like to give advice. I prefer to be as example.
Yeah.
Because I'm an example. I'm there every morning and do the same stuff. I'm probably the first ones to arrive and the last ones to go out. I think the details speak for itself, so.
You mentioned a few interesting words there, system, which is upon the pitch. You also said mentality. How crucial is that? Can you be successful if the mentality isn't right?
Impossible. I think it's the main point. I'm always speak with my friends and we had a chat about football, the games, and they all speak about the system, but the system is useful if the mentality it's not there in the pitch. This is why I say we have a long way to improve, because for me the most important thing is for you to look yourself and say I can do it better. I can help the team much more. The system is important. Yes, it's important. Everything is important. The small details make the huge difference in the end of the day. But for me, the most important thing is the mentality. For you to help the team, the right mentality, self-talk positive. I think it's all the details depend of you, not the coaches, the fans, the press. Depends of you. If you are proud of yourself and you have some dignity, I think you have to do it much more. This is why as people know, I'm a challenge person. I like to, you know, to challenge, first of all, myself. I think it's the most important. It's great. This has given me motivation to still work hard and better in my job. But I have to say, to be in my shoes is not easy.
But I'm not complaining. I just want to say that I'm feel happy. All this happened because of the reason. The reason is I'm unbelievable inside the pitch. This is why the people have so much interest on me.
The league, to win the league, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint or 100 meter sprint. You have to be consistent.
The best players always follow the best players. They want to be in the top of the game because the other ones, they are there. You know, you cannot rest or sleep because the other one can pass you. Of course, we fight with everyone. With Neymar, with Messi, with Lewandowski, with Higuain. You know, with the top of the best players in the world. So, comparison is healthy. And we fight, you know, to be the best. This is why it's my main point, it's my motivation. It's to be better than them, year after year.
In my opinion, the main point is they should come from inside you. You should be...
Is there anything that Lionel Messi is better than you at?
It's opinions. I respect the opinions. Maybe in your opinion, Messi is better than me, but in my mind, I'm better than him. So it's simple.
Is that rivalry a good thing?
For me, rival don't exist. The meaning of this word is not, don't exist. Rivals is in a war. This is it. We have a hard, rivals. In football, no. It's just a game.
Not just in the games. I'm in the training, I'm like that. In the home, with my sisters, with my mom, with my nephews, I'm always try to competitive hard and try to win. I'm like that. You know, I'm not, I never change. Because I like this. I like what I do. I like my life. I'm a happy person.
When I'm 12 years old, most of the people told me, Cristiano, you are a very, very good talent player, but you are very skinny. Very slim. And I put it in my mind, the body we can improve. We can improve. You go to gym, dedication and hard work, you can improve. So I've improved myself. You have to work. I try to do it almost every day. This is why I'm in a top level many, many years. Because I do it extra outside the pitch.
Because I really like to put myself in the pressure to see what I can do.
Maybe sometimes I agree, maybe I have bad image in the pitch because I'm too serious, I take serious. But if you really know me, if you are my friend, if you live inside to my house, if you share the day with me, you will know that I hate to lose. The people who call me arrogant, most of them, I like, you know, one day to sit with them and to have a chat with them to see which way they see that I am arrogant. Because I think they have to sit with me, to speak with me, to know who is real Cristiano.
What's your secret? Because you're showing no signs of slowing down, Cristiano.
No secrets. Don't exist secrets. The secret is dedication and hard work, you know, to be able to work 100% all the time. This is, if exists words, this is my secret.
It's the last years as a business. I saw many, many things that I'm disappointing. The passion for the game still intact, but in the same way, I saw other things as well, which is surprised me, but in the same way, it's part of the business, because if you see the world, how it is in the moment, it's all business. Everyone take on itself, everyone. They are more individual. Listen, you have one game. After 3-4 days, you have to be in the national team preparation for the World Cup. It's hard. Sometimes you have to sell everything and be with your family, take the best decisions. And in this summer, I didn't feel comfortable. I feel uncomfortable the way they treat me, especially the press. They doubt about me, the professional that I am. It's impossible to be 21 in the top of the game if you're not professional. They doubt about me, which is make me feel very, very, very sad, because in my life I'm always one of the best professionals. This is why I still play in the high level.
I'm always say it's all package, you know. First of all, it's the talent helps a lot, of course, but of course the ethic of work. You have to put in your mind ethic of work when you are professional. So, and of course, my dream is coming true. I was professional. I played in the best clubs in the world. I won the most important trophies. So I'm glad to be in this position. But of course, this is not coming from the sky. I dedicate myself and I'm working hard. And this is why the goals and all the achievements that I get coming from dedication and hard work. In the beginning, when I was very young, I did a lot and do extra trainings to improve my, you know, my skills, the dribblings and everything. But, you know, I think you're working well because, you know, what I am today is started from that moment that I did weights and my feet and jumping and do dribblings and I take it off and I feel more faster. So it was funny and I remember so good and I'm happy to have this memory, what I did the last, let's say, 15 years. So it's good. It's good improvement.
So this is what I'm trying to do, to be good, to be in a good shape and try to enjoy the people. This is what I love to do. I have to improve and I want to improve. And I see myself to do it when I'm retired, to speak for millions of people, advices, how to be a professional player, how to maintain your longevity, how, I'm not a psychologist, but I passed through many, many things and I can,
you know,
above all, how to win, which is the most important. I think
that's what it's all about.
I have experience to, I can help many, many people in that way if they want my help.
I will listen to it, right?
For sure. Especially the young people. I want to be with the young people, to speak with them, not only for them, but for the fathers as well, to put them in the right spot. I see football now as a business, to be honest. I don't understand. They treat your players like a piece of meat. I say, yes, you say everything. It's true. When they want you, when they count with you, they give you everything. When they don't, they try to make a hard life to you. I see football.
I'm always say it was the toughest time in my life. It was when I left my family with 11. Years old to live in a different world, which is Lisbon, in the same country, but it looked like it's a different part of the world. I was crying almost every day to miss my family, but I'm not regret because it was probably the more intense moments in my life that I lived through. So without sacrifice, cannot win nothing. So I did an unbelievable sacrifice, my family too, and I think it was, I think I did a good option.
It's a stupid question when the people say, they are not the same. Nobody is the same. Day by day we're getting old, every one of us. You understand, it's normal, you have to adapt. And I think nobody in this game have this brain that adapts with his age. I'm not want to be cocky to say that I'm the same that when I was 20, of course no. But I'm adapt and I be smart to know my strength, what I'm good to do. And I'm still playing the high level and I score goals and I will continue to score goals if my mind is clear and happy and if the people surround me that help me to be a successful player, especially the coach, the president, directives. But when you feel that the energy don't go surround you, it's difficult you to be yourself, which is happening. This is what's happened with me. When I arrive in Manchester United, I always be available to help the team to do the good things, to put in the right spots, to compete with the best teams. But it's a word to advise to the club because the trophies that I won, individual and collective, I think I can help a lot. But when the infrastructure is not good. No. They criticize me when I don't speak. Of course, when I'm going to speak, they're going to criticize me even more, but it's something that I can deal with that. I know I'm going to disappoint a few people. Maybe I'm going to make happy a few people, but it is what it is. The life is, it's completely difficult. We have obstacles in our lives and I will keep running to fight against the people who don't believe me. And the life is a challenge, and I want the people that they are wrong. nobody is perfect. Episodes in the life we all have is part of the human beings. It's part of me to be a human being and father as well. I always will commit mistakes, but I don't know. It's hard to tell you right now what's going to happen in the World Cup because my focus is only for the World Cup, for the Portugal national. Proud of yourself and look in the mirror and say, listen, I give everything. And I think we have to believe on that. If not, it will be a nightmare.
Sure, I'm in Easter of football. What I did and what I'm continuing to do. But one of the best players in history. For me, the number one in history. But for some fans, the number one. For another one, the second. Doesn't matter. I know I'm in Easter of football, one of the greatest ever.
When you have a tombstone, when you die and you have your own tombstone,
okay.
And it says, here lies Cristiano Ronaldo, how would you like to be remembered as a man? You write your own tombstone.
Number one. Not number seven, number one.
You see, in the end, for you, it's all about being number one, isn't it? That's really what drives you. You don't want to be second.
No.
You don't want to be third.
I don't know this number. I don't know that number.